This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on this Tuesday morning from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all the roughnecks working all those oil rigs all around the country and around the world, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like us over there. And then if you want to be in the chat room, we'll put you over in there. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, President Donald Trump has indicated that Americans are going to need more aid during this stark pandemic and economical shutdown we've got going on. And right now, they're working on another round of direct impact payments. And the total of the Phase 4 bill looks like it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.5 trillion. Now, Kyle, this is going to include direct checks or direct deposits, again, to some Americans that need it with another round, because it looks like as if this first round isn't going to quite cut it. There's some people that have been left out of this, and we'll get to all that in a minute. But what say you?
Well, that's right, Captain. The president has said essentially that the American people, this is not their fault, what is befalling them with the coronavirus pandemic. And that's right, that there would be more stimulus or more emergency relief on the horizon. And I think what's happening, Captain, as we're looking at, you know, possible contraction of our GDP by 30%.
Or more.
Yeah, or more this year alone. We're looking at what's happening throughout all these different, facets of, in different industries in our society. And we're also seeing the record amount, well, I don't want to say record because we've never seen this really happen before, but the alarming amount of people who are having to either not pay their rent or go to their mortgage lender and say, I can't pay my mortgage.
Yep.
And so that has caused even the mortgage servicers to go to the Fed looking for cash.
Yep.
Because of this huge amount. So I think, and also the idea is that some people are going to get their stimulus checks, and they're probably probably not going to even be able to pay their mortgage with that. So that's why I think the president is looking at this whole situation and saying, we have to do even more.
Well, people are going to have to start sorting out money, and they're going to have to put a little over here, a little over there, a little over here, pay some on this, some on that, some on this. That's just what they're going to have to do, and that's unfortunately the way it works when you get into a situation like this. But we could very easily have an unemployment rate of 15, 20, 25, 30%. We could very easily have an unemployment rate that high. And if we do, those are depression, not recession. Those are depression numbers, especially when you get over 20%.
Exactly right. And then, of course, even though we see some good things with different medication therapies now and the possibility of having a vaccine sooner than later, this kind of thing, all of that is good, but we can't sustain this kind of economic shutdown without having, unfortunately, I don't even want to say the D word, but you could have a depression because of it.
Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, says $1 trillion may be low. She wants maybe $2 trillion or a little bit more. She wants another round of direct payments made to Americans and more money for companies to keep making payroll. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said in recent days health care should be top on the list, signaling his intent to get to work on a new bill. Now, we've got a joint effort being put together by the Democrats and Republicans, at least in the Senate. Now, the House, it's pretty much going Nancy Pelosi's way, and there is some severe economic fallout now that's ransacking communities nationwide on a crisis on par with the war effort or the Great Depression back in 1929. I mean, we're starting to see that now.
Well, we really, really are. And people are, you know, again, they're looking, you know, ahead, even at the next 2 weeks or 30 days. And they may be in a very, very bad position, you know, even given that relatively short amount of time. Not even to say, well, what if this went on till the end of June or something like that?
Now let me throw a number out there, because I threw a little quiz out there in the chat room for the group to see if they could figure out what I was talking about. The death rate for all of this pandemic stuff, okay, was around 2%. And on Monday, one of our hosts, one of our national hosts on the Salem Radio Network was saying that the death rate was around 2%. The survival rate was 98%. And I expounded on that a little bit, and I went into the COVID-19, the government, their website. They've got the death rate rounded off at 3% because it's like 2.6 or 7 or something like that. So they called it 3 for whatever reason. And the survival rate is 97%. So that means 97% of the people that are getting this are not dying.
It's more exactly right. That's right.
Yeah, and that's a number people need to remember here, because this is bad, but it's not as bad as you think. And Kyle, hold on. We've got more numbers to talk about here, because, again, we're not dealing with what the mainstream media is trying to sell. The numbers are not there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my neighbor, Mike Gallagher. His studio's right around the corner from where I'm at right here in Tampa on this same radio station. And Mr. Mike is heard around the country at various times. But it's his bedtime right now, so he's sleeping. But anyway, this portion this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling from any type of pain, nagging pain, you can't seem to get rid of it, and that's one of the reasons you're up right now. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then how about trying something that is not narcotic, all natural, that has worked for me for going on 4 years. 4 years. Now, I took it the same way you would take it. You start out with the 1995 3-week quick start. You take 3 packs a day for 1 week. There's 4 capsules in a pack. So you take 12 pills a day to get it in your system for 7 days, and then you go down to twice a day, 8 capsules a day. All natural, good stuff in there, reduces swelling, helps you with inflammation, all that sort of stuff. And it's even got some beneficial things for your general health and whatnot as well. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little tutorial there, a little video. It's about 2.5 minutes long. And you can take a look at that on that website. It'll tell you everything you need to know. And then after you get done doing that, just place the 1995 order in the 3-week quick start and see what happens. Now, we are fortunate that we are the that we've got the highest retention rate of people that order the Quick Start. 80% come back, reorder it, and stay on it. 80%, which means one thing. It works. And it's worked for me. For 4 years, it'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to read the Florida's COVID-19 data for midnight last night. And I'm doing this for a reason, just to show the people what's going on here. First of all, for the past 3 days in a row, the number of cases being reported and the percentage that we had has dropped 3 days in a row each day. The lower day was yesterday, or not yesterday, sorry, the day before. But yesterday it went up a little bit, but it was still below what it was 3 days ago. And we've got, with the testing that's been done, 13,629 total cases. Positive was 13,214. Hospitalized patients, 1,719. Deaths in Florida, 254. However, a total of 126,048 people have been tested. That's the most of anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. And of that, Kyle, only 13,629 have been found positive. Negative, 111,022. That means the percentage of positive in the state of Florida is running at 10.8%. Now, around the country, where people are being tested, not to this great a degree, I might add, for whatever reason, the numbers are pretty much consistent. About 90% of the people are testing negative. What are you finding out?
Well, when we look at the national scene, or even just over the last couple of days, for example, you go back to April the 3rd, new cases were 32,856. On April the 4th, they were 33,753. On April the 5th, check this out, 25,701 new cases. And so this is, again, we're starting to see at least a drop in the over the last 48 hours or so.
Well, 72 hours. It started about 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're starting to hopefully see some of these numbers begin to go down. And I think that part of this, Captain, would correlate with a lot of the mitigation that's gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Fauci earlier yesterday on the at the presidential briefing,
yeah,
was saying that, look, you know, they don't want mm-hmm. to see these high numbers, but the mitigation is really
yeah.
helping.
Well, I want you to listen, and I'm glad you brought up Dr. Fauci. I want you to listen to his interview on Fox and Friends yesterday morning talking about that remarkable drug, hydroxychloroquine, because this is the stuff that everybody's talking about, and the mainstream media is still trying to make it sound like, whoa, that's nothing. There's no proof. They got no proof. Really? Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci, when it comes to that drug, we're hearing different reports. I'm hearing we're getting millions of these pills from Israel. And then I'm hearing some of these governors are not allowing doctors to write the prescriptions because they want to save them for those patients, the lupus and the arthritis yeah. patients. Can the president say, I know there's this fight between the president and some of these Democratic leaders. President wants states to decide. Democratic leaders want him to come out with this, you know, the requirements for the entire country. Is there some, I'm just wondering if that drug is available. If we do have enough of those drugs, why aren't we giving that to people in New York that are so hit, we're hit hard here and people are dying?
Well, first of all, this is an approved drug for another indication, and doctors can, and the FDA has made it very clear that doctors can prescribe it on what we call off-label. There's no inhibition for that. So a considerable amount of drug was made available, as you remember, just a few days ago, but the FDA was very clear that they're not going to be inhibiting anyone from doing an off-label prescription of the drug. So they're free to do that if they want to.
Right.
Now, that is so important. They're free to do that if they want to. And they're doing it, and it's working.
It really is, Captain, in fact.
And in 100% of the cases.
Well, exactly.
Not just a few, 100%. Those are the numbers. So go ahead.
Oh, no, that's right. There's a doctor in Los Angeles. His name is Dr. Anthony Cardillo. He's an ER specialist and CEO of Mend Urgent Care. And he, Captain, has been interviewed several times. I know on local, as well as I think national news now. But he has been using a combination of the hydroxychloroquine along with zinc. And the way he described it is that the hydroxychloroquine opens up the pathway that the zinc can get into and help the cell to not have to reproduce the virus.
And there was a Democratic congresswoman that was on Fox last night. I forget what her name was. It doesn't really matter. She was a black congresswoman who was recovering from this. It almost killed her. And she was given this drug along with the Z-Pak. And as a result, she not only thanked Donald Trump, she also thanked the drug company for manufacturing this and giving her the opportunity to take this and get over it. And she was getting over it. I mean, she was almost 100% again. But here's the deal. Who manufactures that drug? Where does that come from for the most part?
For the most part, we get that from India.
Thank you. It comes from India. Now, isn't that interesting? And the Indians weren't going to send it to us to begin with until President Trump got on the phone and talked to his friend over there. I think his name is Modi, the prime minister, and said, listen, we need to have this for our people. We got people dying over here, and do whatever you got to do. And they said, okay, and they freed up some stuff, and here it came. And by the way, there's another big bunch of it coming this way, I was told, shipped out yesterday.
Exactly right. And so what the doctors are saying, and this particular Dr. Cardillo as well, is that this drug is used for other reasons as well. But
used for malaria.
Exactly. But if we can make sure that we have enough on hand for everybody, then that would be a very, very good thing to do, obviously. And part of this, too, is I've heard the idea that you might give this as a preventative measure to first responders, doctors, and nurses as well, to sort of give them that extra level of defense. But you're right. People seem to be – every single story we hear about this, we have not heard one story that I'm aware of that says, no, this didn't work, or it made things worse.
No, and believe me, the mainstream media has been trying to do that. They've been trying to find anything. They've been trying to even make up stories about this, and it's not working because the IG report that came out yesterday, I don't know if you saw it or not, but ABC's John Carl got on there and got pretty testy with the president, and the president called him a third-rate reporter because of the question he was asking and the way he was doing it. He was talking about the IG that issued this report, and it was differing a little bit from what the doctors were saying. And he said, well, wait a minute. You mentioned the IG, and it didn't dawn on me. Who appointed that IG? And he thought for a second, and all of a sudden he said, well, the last administration. He says, oh, it was the Obama administration. So that's why you're doing this. You are just a third-rate reporter in that editorial room.
That's right. And you know, all, as well, Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC.
Oh, there's another one. What a piece of work.
Yeah. Well, she
watches that?
Well, I know. I just happened to see a report that said she's wondering what financial ties Trump has to the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my goodness. I mean, that's literally how far.
Now, you want to know who's probably got money involved in something like that?
Who's that?
One of the research companies here in the United States, or doctors. That's because they're on top of that. They know all about it before anybody else does. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the economy. And again, we're going to talk about this curve. Things are starting to change. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wherever that monster goes, we're able to move with it. Great flexibility. We have tremendous flexibility.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing saying ventilators and other needed supplies being sent to hotspots across the country.
And we have people waiting, and they're ready, willing, and able, but waiting to bring them wherever it may be, if they need it, if they're needed. It's possible that they won't be needed, that we're fully stocked because numbers are coming in where, because of what the American people are doing, we're having fewer hospital visits. I think that could be the case in New York. It could be the case in a few other states. And fewer beds, fewer hospital visits mean fewer ventilators. So we'll see whether or not our original projections were right.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And if you want to talk about a tiger in a cage, Wayne Allyn Root is a tiger in a cage. He sent me a message yesterday and he said, I've never seen Las Vegas like this. There is nothing going on at any of the casinos. Imagine Las Vegas like that. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go to the website, geico.com, and you can find out what I have found out. They save me money on my car insurance because I bundle it with my homeowner's insurance, which I also have with Geico. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. Now, start out with your car or your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and they can even cover your house with your homeowner's insurance and renter's insurance through your local Geico insurance agency. Or you can go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and get a quote right there off the website. Whatever works for you, Geico, GEICO.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We got 60 seconds with Picasso. So, Picasso, 60 seconds, what's on your mind?
Oh, you got to add 15 seconds for my apology to you, Captain. Of course I'm upset, but just to the listeners who don't know you as well, the Captain has been dealing his whole life with saving people as far back as Vietnam, and is dealt with a lot of tragedy and death. And the only time I've heard him in the last 6 years was down about a year ago when he was sicker than a dog. Other than that, he's got an optimistic view of everything that happens out there, and that's good to have, and I agree with that. And I do want to say at this point in time, we can agree that we have this tiger by the tail.
Mm-hmm.
We got 11,555 deaths totally in the country. That upsets me probably a lot more than most people, and that's what I was upset about.
Mm-hmm.
As we look at it now, there's really only three questions. And the big question at the end is the economy. Our friend up there at from Purdue up there in the end is absolutely right.
Dan, man.
The economy's trashed. The global economy's trashed. The only three questions we got is, first, will the virus just stay in the area it's where it's at? But it did kill more people yesterday than it's ever killed any day before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to go skyrocketing. And we got this tiger by the tail, but we got to put it in a cage. And I feel for all those people that don't work, and I don't think we can run right back out. You know, if 1 in 10 people in Florida have the virus, I don't want to shake all their hands. I don't want to get that thing. I don't want to get the virus. And I think, yeah, maybe a week or two we'll have it. But compare us to the other countries. What we did, save our tail. We could be at 4 times the amount of numbers
if we hadn't stopped. If we hadn't stopped, shut the door. Yep.
Amen. President Trump shut that door, and he shut that other door the other way to Europe,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it did. I get upset with a lot of deaths. You're much better to handle me, and I do apologize. This is a very emotional issue for me. It's personal,
right,
too, as we've spoke on.
All right, well, let's let Kyle and I talk about the economy, because that's where we're going right now. All right?
Well, what's the employment rate? What's the real employment rate?
All right, I'm going to get into that in a minute, but thank you very much, Picasso, and we appreciate your apology. Okay, Kyle, even though the employment rate went up to 4.4% last week, and even though the numbers are up at about 9.9 million on the unemployed roster, and I suspect they're going to go up to around 12 million or maybe 13 million this week. Does that all make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe the real unemployment rate right now is around 15%. And the reason I'm saying that is by looking at the numbers that are not working as compared to the numbers that were working. You know, when you look at the number of people that are working in the country.
Right.
And now you look at the number of people that aren't working in the country.
Right.
That number has changed by over 25%.
Exactly.
Right now. Just that one number.
Precisely. And it's happened literally overnight. I mean, I know it's been over.
Well, in 2 weeks.
But it might as well be overnight to the people, because this is so unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, what happens when we begin in some gradation or some, you know, level of turning the economy back on step mm-hmm. by step, mm-hmm. it's not going to come back in 2 weeks. That's
no.
the problem.
And right now, just based on what I'm looking at, and just based on the way they figure the unemployment, I think we're looking at 15% unemployment right now, even though the number is figured at 4.4%, because the people that don't sign up for the unemployment, supposedly they leave the workforce and they say, well, they're no longer in it, they died, or they're off in Timbuktu or whatever. But some of those people this week will be right back in the scheme of things, because under the new employment system, they can come right back and turn around and sign up again.
Well, exactly. And then, of course, you have the companies that presumably are supposed to be
paying
them mm-hmm. and keeping them on the payroll. But there are so many furloughs, even from large companies that everyone would recognize. They're already furloughing people, not to mention small businesses
mm-hmm.
or restaurants that have just let their staff go.
So let's look at this rationally, okay? $1,200 is what pretty much all the single people are getting right now. It could be as little as $600. Somebody said $500 the other day, but I don't believe there's a $500 figure in any of this. It starts at $6 and goes to $12 for the individuals, depending on your rate of income. The better you do, the less you get.
Exactly. Yeah,
and the 75,000 or below is supposedly the rate, and then anything above that, 90,000 and so on, then it drops down to almost zero. And that's individuals. Now, if you get the families and put them together, I believe that number comes out to be a maximum of $3,400, correct?
Yeah, just about. Yeah, depending if you have like a family of three or four.
Now, that was with $2 trillion, right?
Right.
Suddenly, we're hearing $1.5 trillion coming right around the corner with phase four. They're talking about doing this again for a second time with the same amount of money. The amounts of money I was hearing yesterday being tossed about was the same thing, $1,200 for the high, $600 for the low, $3,400 for the family, a second time. Now, when would this second time be, you ask? Just before the election, around September.
Yeah, probably so, because it'll take a while for them, number one, to get the bills harmonized again. And if the Democrats came...
And by the way, the Senate and right now, the Senate and the House are not in session.
Well, precisely. Mm-hmm. And I suppose they could be called back on an emergency basis, but, you know, we saw all those things that happened last time, Captain, trying to put all the pork into the bill, and I think Americans will have no patience for that whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
because as we get through to the end of mm-hmm. April, and
right.
whether or not we'll have
now,
longer...
Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
All right, now I want to get into what Mark Cuban had to say yesterday. Mark Cuban is a very smart guy. He's a billionaire. He's got a bunch of money. This isn't bothering him one iota. He's paying all the members of his basketball team, the Dallas Mavericks. He's paying everybody from the ball boys to the guys that work in the arena to the announcers to the players to everybody, all right? And he does very well. Thank you very much. Plus, he's got a syndicated television show, as you all know. But that's a story for a different day. Now, he says, and I quote, America 2.0 will reset businesses after the virus. Most are planning a second coming of great financial times again. Now, I want you to hold that thought for a minute because we've got a caller, and I always want to get to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Jim from Tampa. Another great show.
Thank you. What's up?
If you remember, AOC said that the next stimulus should have reparations in it.
Yeah.
I think that now that they've knocked down the unemployment in America, and the places that will have the highest unemployment are going to be the major cities, I can hear them angling for the minorities now.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear some of them saying the minorities are the worst hit by this.
Yeah, they want the illegals. They want the illegals to get money. They've been trying that the first time around, which didn't exactly work unless they were here on a green card. That's the only way they're going to get money.
Well, not only that, but Trump has a lot of approval in the black community.
Yes.
And I could see them angling for, they left you guys out in the cold. The major cities are going to get hit the worst because they're forcing everyone not to work. And I could see this is not plan A, B, or C. They're plan D now.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying everything they could do.
Okay.
So the economy is not what they want to see come back.
Okay, I agree with you, but unfortunately for them, we're going to make it come back because there's too many people out there.
So.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate your call. Yep, thanks, Jim. All right, and Kyle, he's absolutely right, and I'm telling you, the American people are a force not to be reckoned with. We are going to take this economy, we're going to tip it upside down, we're going to put it right back where it was. It's going to take us a little while, but it's going to happen. Mark my words.
Well, that's right. That's exactly the kind of thing that Mark Cuban is talking about, you know, that there will be a reset of this. And Americans are innovative. And the kinds of products and services and things we're going to see come out of this, just as Cuban is explaining, are going to be phenomenal. But that's just the way that America has always met these different challenges. But you're right, it'll take some time, but it's doable.
Yep, hold that thought. And folks, my whole theory in life is what I've personally either accomplished myself or seen other people do with their blood, sweat, and tears. When they want to do something, nothing stops them. And that's where we're going to be this time around when we come roaring back. And boy, are we. And it's about to start in just a few weeks, in my opinion. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alrighty, that's Dave Dudley. 6 days on the road. He's going to make it home tonight. And that goes out to all those big-time produce haulers coming off the West Coast, because people forget that right about now, this time of the year, they're hauling a lot of produce out of, not just California, but Nogales down there and Laredo coming out of there. Right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah.
Yep, and even down there in Yuma, there's all those big lettuce houses and whatnot down there where the stuff comes right off the border, right down there in Mexico before it gets produced up there in Northern California, up in the Big Valley. All right, well, here we go. You're in the rain, and we know why, because a slow-moving storm is impacting California. It's going to continue with heavy mountain snow, low elevation, heavy rain, gusty winds today before moving south and remaining across Southern California through Thursday. Is it raining where you're at right now, Kyle?
It sure has. It's really been raining all day long, and you're right. It's a slow-moving storm. It's sort of heading towards San Diego as well, but we have flood warnings.
Well, I see it. I see a flood warning right where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So, because we could get hit periods of real heavy rain. That was really the case early yesterday morning, but we expect the rain to last here through at least Thursday.
But I'll tell you what else I see. I see a winter storm warning right now for I-15 and 99 going up over the top of El Cajon, I-15 as well. And there's a winter storm warning for just north, just a little bit north and northwest of Las Vegas, where they've got rain in the area there. A lot of rain up in the high desert tonight, Barstow and out that away on I-40. So it's an interesting drive in California. And then I-5, Redding North, up in there, you've got a general snowfall coming down on I-5. Tonight, all the way to Oregon.
Wow, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you got some wind up there. Reno's getting a little bit of wind. KCKQ country up there. You guys are getting whipped around there, Lake Tahoe too. And we're down about 100 miles or so south out of Reno. Got some wind up in the middle of Wyoming tonight, as well as over to the east. You got a fire warning, a dry threat. Dry fire threat right now, fire risk for the northwestern corner of Nebraska and southwestern corner of Nebraska, maybe over as far as Al, don't know, but it kind of looks like it's over about that far. And then the southeastern corner of Kansas, fire watch there, southern and southeastern part of Colorado, northeastern part of New Mexico, and the panhandle of Oklahoma, including Amarillo, Texas, down to Lubbock. A little bit of rain in the forecast tonight up there along the southeastern corner of North Dakota, down around Fargo. Might be a few showers there. Might be a few showers in western Minnesota tonight. And over in the northeast, we got wind again from a system that's no longer there, but it's just the back end of it up in Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island over there in the ocean side. Then we got some breezes down along by Chesapeake and down towards Wilmington, North Carolina. And we got a little bit of weather over the east side of Florida tonight. Might have some patchy showers over there on the east coast of Florida. But that's about it, Kyle.
Yeah, but we do have, I think, there's going to be some warm weather around the center of the nation as we go in through the week, but cold weather is going to be returning back as we head into Easter weekend, I understand.
Yeah, and that means if you're going to be in your Easter bonnet, you might want to put a coat on the bonnet, with the bonnet as well.
Exactly.
By the way, the Democratic congresswoman is from Detroit, and she credits the president with publicizing the drug that she took, the hydroxychloroquine. She said it saved my life, and she said Trump saved her life. Now, that's quite a thing to say.
It really, really is, Captain. And, you know, what President Trump talks about in these briefings, you know, he's got experts around him.
Sure.
He's got Dr. Fauci. He's got Dr. Birx and the Admiral and everybody that's there, and the Surgeon General as well. And so they talk about these things, and so he is he's sort of the, you know, he is the person supposed to put all this together. And when he tells the nation, he's being very optimistic about hydroxychloroquine, and that's fine. He doesn't have to be a doctor to say, I hear very good things about this. But the way that they've gone after him to try to vilify him for that is really quite shocking.
There's a reason for that. Number one, it's the deep state, and it's the MSNs of the world, MSNBC, CNN, and that bunch, okay? And number two, it's the big pharma companies that aren't making a dime off this because they're not producing the drug. It's coming from India.
Right, exactly. But this, you know, and I think we stopped short of saying it's any kind of silver bullet. It just seems to have been very effective, not only with patients here in the United States. And by the way, I understand that patients in New York,
yep,
I think, are routinely now being given this.
They are.
But it also tracks with what's happening, for example, in France, from what we understand. So all this evidence begins to mount up. And when you're in a war, obviously, you know, we don't want to do anything that would ever hurt anybody. And this is all having to do for the doctors themselves to want to prescribe it. But, you know, sometimes you got to try stuff because we're trying to save lives first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the other thing is, folks, when you just look at some common sense things, you know, it's trial and error. Even if you're repairing a vehicle, you don't always get it fixed right. That's why you do a road test. You take the vehicle out and go, geez, I wonder if I got the wheels tight. I wonder if I got the brakes working right. I wonder if I got the spark plug set the way they need to be. I wonder if it's going to run all right. That's what you do. And that's exactly what they're doing with this medicine that they've got out there now. And again, the unfortunate thing is because, and what is this now? Eric is saying, and people are going to get a skewed news report because Big Pharma is a major purchaser of advertising time on all of the networks. Yeah, sure they are. I mean, you've seen all the stuff on TV with the drugs, right?
Oh, yeah, we can't get away from it.
As a matter of fact, there's one right now I'm looking at. It's, I don't know what the hell it is. It just went by the wayside, but it was advertising some sort of pills for something.
Right. Well, they usually have to pick a song from the 70s or 80s and make that their little anthem.
Well, they had a host from the, I believe it was the Dating Game of on TV, Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about some sort of drug he was taking. How was making him really feel good? Well, you know, that's a drug. I'm doing some stuff that's not a drug, that's all natural, and it's making me feel good. And I think I'm a lot better off than he is.
Yeah, probably so. Absolutely. Yeah, but again, the very fact that we've had such good results with this potential cocktail.
Yeah, and Steve makes a very good point here in the chat room. He said that President Trump is the common sense guy managing a bunch of experts. That's true.
Yeah, I like that. I like that phraseology.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. For the whole time, you have Joe Biden trying to use buzzwords like, listen to the scientists.
Joe in the basement?
Joe in the basement. Basement Joe. That's right. And of course you listen to the scientists and you listen to the knowledgeable people and so forth. But the American people elect their leaders for a reason, and the leaders are supposed to make the final call here. So it's easy to sort of sit and criticize from your basement by simply saying, go get a bunch of scientists and do what they say, is not the same, Joe Biden, as being the actual president of the United States.
Yeah, and by the way, Donald Trump and Joe Biden had apparently an off-the-record call talking about the coronavirus, as he promised he would do.
Yeah, he said he would take the call and so forth, but of course the Biden campaign will want to sort of show it to be, well, he helped the president figure stuff out or something like that, but the president was actually very courteous, I think, to take the call like that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break, head for the top of the hour. You're going to stick around the next hour, a couple segments, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we've got a whole bunch of stuff that we never touched, so you hang on, Kyle. And folks, I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we barnstorm across the overnight hours. Now, when we come back, there's a new International Business Daily poll out there. You're going to want to hear about that because this is something the mainstream media isn't going to tell you. And, oh, by the way, guess who's voting today? Wisconsin. Were they supposed to? Yep. Was it tried to be stopped? Yep. Did it get stopped? Nope. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.